morning.
Good morning, Char.
How are you?
Good morning.
Char, I have a question about the broccoli salad that you gave the recipe for recently.
Uh-huh.
It's a recipe that takes a head of broccoli, and the dressing is made with pomegranate juice and cashew.
Mary Lou, let me grab it here. I think I've got it right handy. Pardon?
My question is, how many cups of broccoli is that, approximately?
Okay, it should say on here. Hold on a second.
Okay.
And if somebody else has got something else to say in the meantime as I'm looking for it. I got 2 inches of recipes that need to be filed sitting on my easel here. Okay, broccoli slaw, was it with cranberries, almonds, and yogurt dressing?
No, not that one. The one with the pomegranate juice and cashews for the dressing.
Oh. Here's another one. Okay. I think this is it. Yeah, here it is. Okay. Well, it's 2 heads cut into bite-sized pieces, and I think of the heads as, you know, on that, it can vary a fair amount because it's supposed to serve 6 people, so.
Oh, okay.
You know, I'd say not the little tiny narrow heads, but, you know, something that's maybe 6 inches across.
Okay.
And then I use the stems also. I do not ever not use the stems. I like the stems better than I do the heads.
Me too, and I always use the stems.
And if they're tough, I just trim off the outside edge of them, you know, down the stalk, because sometimes the outside will be cut it in really, really thin slices and use it in a dip, but I always prefer the stems.
Yeah, I like
them. Maybe I should say. So does that answer your question?
Yes, thank you, Char.
You're welcome.
Good morning, all.
Good morning, Steve.
And I think I heard Mary Lou come on as well. Good morning, Mary Lou.
Good morning.
How's everybody this morning?
Okay.
That's good.
Doing good.
Does anybody have any thoughts or concerns before we get started this morning? I was just trying to pull up here. Has anybody seen or heard anything as far as the Coca-Cola ad that's supposed to be coming out to defend the aspartame that they have in their product?
No.
Yeah. This was an article August 16th. And it says this move comes as a result of dramatic drop in sales within the past year. Excuse me. This is great news. It goes to show how much of an impact we can really make. More people around the planet are making better choices. Never before have we seen such a shift in planetary perception, questioning our world and what we surround ourselves with on a daily basis seems to be increasing at an exponential rate. Many people on the planet no longer believe major advertising without questioning the facts. When it comes to aspartame, it's quite clear that this artificial sweetener can have a devastating effect on human health. So why is Coca-Cola set to defend aspartame in a new commercial? Because the global community has been presented with so much evidence and information clearly outlining the harmful effects of aspartame. It was only a matter of time before they responded. We've seen similar phenomena lately with Monsanto and genetically modified organisms and pesticides. Would you really trust a company that began using cocaine as an ingredient in order to make it more addictive? The company still derives extracts from the coca plant and the plant used to make cocaine. The ad represents the next phase of the campaign Coca-Cola Company launched in January to push back at critics who blame its sugary drinks for fueling obesity. The first wave of ads outlined the company's commitment to fighting obesity and pointed to many diet options it offers. Now Coca-Cola is trying to reassure people that those lower-calorie drinks aren't harmful. Then it goes on about the truth about aspartame, a study out of Arizona State University that was published in the Journal of Applied Nutrition, determined that aspartame causes brain damage by leaving traces of methanol in the blood. Another study published in the U.S. National Library of Medicine determined that long-term consumption of aspartame leads to an imbalance in the antioxidant prooxidant status in the brain. A study published by Washington University Medical School outlines a possible connection between aspartame and brain tumors. The brain isn't the only thing in question when it comes to aspartame. The recent study linked aspartame to lymphoma and leukemia. The study was published at the beginning of December in 2012, conducted by the Department of Medicine at Brigham Women's Hospital and Harvard Medical School in Boston, Mass. The study was a follow-up after a 22-year period of data collection, including frequent dietary and health checkups of the study group, and was published in the American Journal of Clinical Nutrition.
Can we get a copy of that? Is that someplace on the internet, or?
I'll try to send it out to Nancy. I was trying to see where it is here. It's called IntelliHub. IntelliHub. It's an independent news for independent minds is how they call it, what they call themselves.
Okay, so is that .com, IntelliHub.com?
Yes, it says you can sign up for IntelliHub.com news alerts and updates from that IntelliHub.com.
Okay, what's the title of the article that you were reading?
Coca-Cola to defend aspartame in new commercial.
Coca-Cola, okay. To defend, what again?
Aspartame.
Aspartame.
In new commercial.
In new commercial, okay.
I would like. Yeah, this was Wednesday, August 21st. Oh, that's today.
Wednesday, so that is okay, a, so we...
It's better than that.
Pardon?
This says, it's an article by ARJUN. Last name is WALIA. And it's from August 16th. 2013. So like I said, I'll try to get it out.
I'll try and go in and sign up and see if they still have it. If it was published in their newsletter for today, I think they'd still send it. You know, if you were just signing up for it.
Right, yes. But I was happy about the fact that we're making an impact enough to have decreased sales for Coca-Cola and company.
Well, I'm anxious for the Veg Fest to come up here in town this year because they're doing the medical adjunct one-day training, and they've got quite a lineup of medical doctors coming in to do the training. And so I love setting in on that. And since you've been before, you get a sizable discount for going. And they're giving medical credit hours for continuing education for the doctors going through it. So that draws more and more of them. And every year the group gets bigger. And so does the Veg Fest. So, you know, it's making a pretty significant statement in the community. And we had one walk into our, drive up to our property, and I might send a couple of you guys a goofy email. He came for an ulterior motive, but once he got into conversation with Denny, when I showed up outside, just asked Denny something. But he asked me, he says, I really need help. Can you help me? Denny says, you're really into, you know, doing these things that help people's health. And so I said, well, do you want to come inside? And he said, yes, of course. And so he was here for like 2 hours, and he could not absorb enough information. I mean, he's 73 years old, and, you know, he's got some weight to lose, but he's not in that bad of health. I mean, he doesn't have anything major wrong. His wife is carrying extra weight. And so he tasted the KBB, and I explained what it does and how you need to take it. And he goes, oh, I'll start it. I know she'll do it then. You know, I mean, he was so compliant and so easy. But, you know, the timing was just right. He was ready to absorb whatever I could say that I could back up. And he says, do you have an extra copy of the China study? And I said, let me look. And so I ended up giving him a copy of the Let's Live, Eat to Live. And I told, because he wanted recipes right away, recipes. He says, I can fix stuff. I can do simple stuff. And he says, it's worth it to me to take the time to feed my body right. He says, I don't want to eat this crap out of the store. So, you know, I was kind of excited when he left, because not, you know, a lot of people aren't that willing to, you know, jump forward and do something on the spot. I hadn't seen him for at least 10 years. He used to be an employee of Denny's. And he did a little tiny invention that he's trying to get into Walmart. And if we take 3 seconds, he says, it's no longer than 3 seconds. I timed it. Once you've done it, he says it's 3 seconds once a day, and it says it's a vote for him to get his dollar product into Walmart that he's inventing. It's really clever, but anyway, I don't mean to take up your time. I can do that on my time, Betty.
It's exciting, Char, that you meet somebody like that is so open about things and ready to move on instead of hesitating and rejecting right off the bat. So both things are exciting news, the Veg Fest and the guy that came to your door.
And he even went as far as to say, I told him about how we'd gone through the program free back there in Portland, Maine. I mean, New Brunswick, Maine.
Uh-huh.
And he says, I could get back there on a plane. I could go through it. I know my wife wouldn't be ready to go to make that step at this point, but he says, I would be. He says, I would do it. And I go, you know, if you decide to go back there, I think we'd go back with you and go through it. So maybe take the motorhome, and you wouldn't even have the expense of, you know, a room. Why haven't you gone down there yet, Betty?
Mostly because I don't think I can leave my husband for that long on his own.
And he wouldn't go with you?
I think it would probably be a detraction for me.
Okay.
He's got some short-term memory issues.
Okay, he can't sit that long in a...
He gets very antsy sitting.
Okay. I was just thinking, if you had a place close enough, then you can't leave him alone for a couple of hours at a time.
That is an issue, yes.
Okay. Okay. I was just curious, because you're really close, and to be able to take advantage of it free, except for, you know, an inexpensive room.
Yes.
That's the only cost there. So I was just curious. I didn't mean to be nosy.
Oh, no.
I was trying to figure out a way to make it happen for you.
Yes.
Yeah. When the time is right, it'll happen, you know?
Yeah.
So, yeah, anyway. I haven't forgotten about that. That's an awesome situation to go through. I was looking forward to doing that and probably could have, but something came up when Nancy went that year. Something happened that I couldn't make it, but that would have been the ideal time.
Yeah, they have rooms that are quite close, and this, you know, the session that you're in is only from like, it's either 5 or 5:30 to 8:30. So it's, you know, it's only about 3 hours that you're in there. But, anyway, I was curious. I'm not trying to be nosy, but.
Not at all.
It is a great program, so.
Absolutely. I would love to go, and I still always have that in the back of my head, so eventually it'll happen, I'm sure.
Good. Well, you'll enjoy it, I know. I just want to go back there to get updated on the stuff that we've, you know, already heard some stuff about, but you go through and, hey, you know, you might as well have the testing done at the hospital and when you're not paying for it and you don't even have any co-pays to do or anything, so I don't
Absolutely.
Have any problem with that. So.
Yes, it's a smart thing to do.
So maybe it'll happen this fall. I haven't got the dates on it yet, and I haven't talked to Loretta to see if she has them yet, but I can do that.
Get them, will you pass them down?
Oh, sure.
I couldn't go this fall, but I'd like to go next spring, maybe.
Okay.
That was 2 weeks, right?
No, it's 10 days.
Oh, 10 days?
Yeah.
Okay. All right, thanks.
You're welcome.
Great for all of us to consider each and every time they have those sessions. Anybody else have anything at this point you want to discuss?
That article on COPE doesn't really address whether they even know why people have stopped or have lessened the amount that they're buying. So it could be other reasons than just aspartame, unfortunately, but if that's what their ad is, you
has left the conference.
You would think that's what it is, but if the ad isn't successful, then who knows?
Right. Well, there's been so much information about just leaving the carbonated sodas and drinks behind that just that has a lot to do with it, I think.
Well, they didn't mention, I don't think you mentioned it unless I missed it, about when you've got the aspartame and it's a fake sugar that your body is just set up to take in, demand more carbs in other forms. Did it say that?
I didn't see that in there, though they do say that a study published in the Clinical Journal of the American Society of Nephrology determined that sugar sweetened soda increases the odds for kidney function decline, and two or more diet drinks a day lead to double risk in fast-paced kidney decline. Hello?
Two drinks a day increase kidney decline. Oh, my gosh. If you read that, I didn't catch that one.
That's scary.
No, I hadn't read before.
Oh, okay.
So it says 3,318 women participated in the study for a number of years as they consumed diet soda that contained artificial sweeteners, most notably aspartame. Two or more diet drinks a day led to a double risk in fast-paced kidney decline. The study was conducted by scientists from Brigham and Women's Hospital in Boston. Aspartame clearly has the potential to be harmful to human health,
And after examining multiple studies, it seems safe to say that aspartame is indeed hazardous to human health. And then it says the question, do you ever wonder how aspartame became legal? It says there are so many studies we should be turning our attention to when it comes to aspartame. I can turn your attention to, and then it gives a link you can click on where you'll find more studies regarding the aspartame, and hopefully it inspires you to further your research rather than believing things without questioning them. They call it television programming for a reason.
Gee.
So yeah, they give a lot of links to click on that give you information on aspartame and its effects.
That's a good one.
Yes.
I still like the science behind the stuff because, you know, when we don't have the credentials behind our name, when you can point to the research, I don't know why people should be ignorant, but especially when they know it's not paid for by the drug industry or the company that's manufacturing the product, you know. So hopefully,
yeah,
whatever they do for an advertisement, we can say, well, look who's giving you the information. How do you think they are? And why do you think they're giving you that information to try and counteract it? Because the proof's out there and they've got to work harder.
Absolutely. And you know, people that just don't want to give up their diet drinks, defensive. So, you know, the only thing you really have is information to give them and let them form their own opinions after digging into that information. But it's imperative that you have the things to back you up.
You're so right.
So anything else on that?
Good article.
I was just following up a little bit on Nancy's call yesterday about the green tea. And I always get green tea from Costco, that's, you know, a whole bunch of green tea packets, but this one, it's a Kirkland brand, and it's called green tea.
I'm laughing because I got the same one sitting here, and I was going to say the same thing.
Ah, that's funny. So, but it's... Are we still here all together?
Oh, I just disconnected myself, so I couldn't hear if you said something to me.
Okay. No, I hadn't. I was just hearing some sound, and I thought I was disconnected.
Oh. Yeah, it pulled my cord. It's a Japanese green tea in a long box, and it says, Sencha tea matcha blend nylon filter bag.
Yes. Yes, so I was impressed that it says it has Sencha green tea in it that Nancy was talking about yesterday.
And what was it she said about that? I couldn't remember what she said after I looked it up. I mean, saw it on there. I didn't go look it up again. Do you remember?
Because I was going to go back and listen to the call.
I started drinking organic Sencha green tea to reduce inflammation causing my arthritis. To my surprise, three cups a day cleared up 90% of my psoriasis. Told her derm that he said the drug companies are now experimenting with the compounds in green tea to make a medicine for psoriasis. above that sentence.
Oh, yeah, I have that down.
Sencha is the term for Japanese green tea made without grinding the leaves into powder, as is typical for matcha green tea. Green tea is rich in polyphenol compounds, and a study in mice found that these can reduce psoriasis-like skin lesions.
Yeah, because my second oldest granddaughter has had problems with that, so I think actually they call hers eczema or edema. We used to call it, but I don't know how much different they are in this, if they stem from the same base.
What is the difference in the tea? I was missed yesterday, said I haven't listened back to it. What is the difference kind of green tea, Nancy?
Maybe, and how it's made with the sencha. Gotcha. But it seems to be helping people with psoriasis. So much so.
She started out by thinking it was good for arthritis, so she must have had an indication there too.
Right.
When you read it.
Yeah, I think probably just it helps with inflammation is probably, and so Nancy, we're back to the inflammation in the body, so, like your son said. It's
years and years and years ago he told me that.
I'm fully of the same mind with that it's all about the amount of inflammation in a body as far as any of these things, any of these illnesses.
And the Kirkland brand boasts of where the Japanese are taking or growing the tea, just like we do, about where the barley green is grown, where it's grown high in the regions and so forth and so on. And you know, when we talk about pollution and we talk about depleted soils and bordering farmlands, that, you know, how important that part of it is just for the nutritional value also. So, you know, they got some things going for us, for them.
And as I was reading, I understand that it is important to get the Japanese green tea. That's the best to get. The Chinese, not so much. The Japanese is the one you need to be looking for. And also, you don't want it, anything that's green teas that are grown in the States, because they're watered with fluoride water. And that creates an issue.
Did you say fluoride or chloride?
Fluoride.
Epson Frank?
Yes.
Thank you.
All makes sense, doesn't it?
Yeah.
You know, nutrition is common sense. You know, when you got ingredients like high fructose corn syrup, I can't believe how much stuff it's still being put in because people don't understand what it's doing to their body. Only place it can be purchased is for commercial use. It's toxic. You know, and
right.
People just don't understand that that's not a good ingredient to have in your food. You know, I mean, right on the label, and so many things, it's up in the first two ingredients. So the bulk of what they're eating is, you know, high fructose corn syrup. I mean, I'm amazed when I pick stuff up. See, most of that stuff I don't pick up anymore to look at. I don't read the label because I know I'm not going to buy it. But, you know, when you get stuff, it's out of the grocery store, the main aisles of the grocery store, and that's one of the first two ingredients. Holy. And when we went through, Nancy, didn't they say Dr. House say that when the studies will be, if ever the studies are made public on that, and they can get a wide enough spread on it, it will, when everything comes in, it'll probably be the biggest killer in the nation as far as an ingredient in our food. Didn't he say that?
What are you talking about? What will be?
High fructose corn syrup.
Oh, high fructose corn syrup.
I mean, to all factors of life, as far as the body shutting down, it's just like taking arsenic or something else. I can't remember his exact words, but I'm sure he said that. Maybe it was McDougal that said that.
I don't remember, Sean.
But I know. I don't remember that one. Okay, well, maybe it was McDougal that I heard it from then, because I know it was when I was in front of a doctor that was delivering the state stuff. I'll listen for it from their mouth again, but, you know, it's just that so much research out there that's kept, you know, pressed deep into the files that we don't want the public to know. Maybe it's in the China study. Also, I'll have to try that since I pulled it out. Sorry.
I was also reading the what's in the green tea. So it has polyphenols, it has tannins, it has catechins, it has flavonoids and theanine. And the polyphenols are a phytochemical found in high concentrations in green tea, been associated with heart disease and cancer prevention. Despite astringent, bitter taste of green tea is attributed to polyphenols. And, you know, I've had that kind of thing with green tea. So my big thing for drinking tea, green tea that I really enjoy every day, is taking some slices of ginger, which is also so very good for us, and putting that in with the green tea to let it steep. And I also read somewhere in the midst of this that for green tea, you should let it steep for like 6 to 8 minutes, so it's longer than most teas that you would think about. But the ginger in it just gives it such a nice flavor that's different than just the green tea. That may not be something that you enjoy.
You know, and didn't I just read on the box on steeping the one, this one Kirkland one, they said 30 seconds, which I've never read that before. I'm sure it says
right.
That. Yeah, that's strange. But I forgot about the ginger. I haven't done that for months and months and months, and I really like that combination, too.
Right. Yeah, it does say on box that just 20 to 30 seconds, which is very weird. And then it does, but maybe it's the fact that it has that powder in the bottom of the little packet that you put in afterwards.
Had you recently bought that? Mine I bought quite some time ago, and I'd never opened the box because I was finishing out other boxes of green tea, so I hadn't even tried it.
Yeah, I just got mine. It usually lasts me almost a year.
Yeah, well, I'm looking at the date. That's why I said, and I don't worry about it because it's in foil packages. I don't think it deteriorates, but...
So one of the things I found out with the green tea is the catechins. Let's say there have been many reported benefits to date. The following confirmed the antibacterial action of it. The moment you put catechin into your mouth, it starts to work because of its sterilizing effect. It prevents viral infections like the flu. In addition to that, it fights bacteria in the stomach to protect you from food poisoning. At sushi bars, green tea is served after the meal for this reason. It doesn't affect the good bacteria in the intestine, it seems. It doesn't kill those. It just attacks the bad bacteria. Also,
wow.
It's helpful in lowering the risk of heart disease and defending against cancer.
Now, where's all this you're reading?
This is...
Is that on the box?
No, it is not. This is from the Internet as well. It's called Health Information for the People of Japan. It's called
HEALTHHOKKAIDO.
Okay, HEALTH.
Another H.
H.
OKK.
OKK.
AIDO.
AIT like Tom O.
D is in dog.
Oh, AD. No, wait a minute. AIDO.
Correct.
Okay, got it. Dot com?
I don't know if that's what that is. I haven't gone back. Yes, it is.
Okay. Thank you.
Yeah. I should be able to get that, that out because I did save that to a place where I can pull it off easy enough to, send the link out.
Okay. Thank you.
But a lot of good information on why green tea is good for us, so.
You know,
we're a little late here. Anybody have anything else before we kind of wrap it up?
Very good call. I gotta run. Thanks.
Okay.
Thank you, Betty. That excellent info. Great.
Very good.
Mary Lou has left the conference.
Okay. Appreciate your input, of course.
Thank you. Thank you.
Bye-bye. Bye.
Thanks, Betty.
You're welcome, Nancy.
Thank you, Betty.
To learn more about NECAN, we encourage you to contact the person who suggested you listen to this information.